Chapter 310, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Basis Lagalat Asur. Anything which is not Muktzeh, but on top of this, is an item which is Muktzeh, and it was put there before Shabbat started. It's the carrier for the Muktzeh, because Muktzeh also. If something is put on the table before Shabbat, something Muktzeh, the table becomes Muktzeh for the entire Shabbat. Now, if you have, for instance, candles, which are definitely Muktzeh, put on the table before Shabbat, this means that until Shabbat ends the next night, you would not be able to move the table. Of course, sometimes you have no table to get the chairs in, and that would put you at a very big disadvantage. What is the solution to that? Always, you have to tell your wife this. Actually, the man is supposed to do this. This is the husband's duty. Before Shabbat begins, you put the candles on the table, put the challah on the table too. So when the item is a carrier for Muktzeh and non-Muktzeh, then it doesn't become challah. So a woman is not to light candles.
This is bread.
What's this? Not bread. Challah.
We don't call challah bread.
That is a weekday word. Challah is Shabbat. The rule is that one of the three major laws for a woman is the lighting of candles on Shabbat. The Pasuk says, Ner Elokim Nishmet Adam, the Nishmet of a person is compared to a candle, because woman, which means Chavah, extinguished the candle of the world, which means Adam. She caused the death of Adam. Therefore, her tikkun is that she should light the candles on Shabbat. It's the reason why women have that mitzvah and not men. However, a man should lose that this mitzvah entirely. It's a shame. So important mitzvah, lighting candles, which stand for the Ten Commandments, the Holy Shavuot. Why do you have two candles? Because you have to take it twice into that. So therefore, the din says that a man should at least partake in mitzvah by putting the candles on the table. She lights it, but let them at least prepare the hachana. Preparation is that he should put it on the table, that's one thing. And secondly, before she lights it, he should light it. Mm-hmm. He should light the candle out of the hachana, and then put it out. This will help the candles to light much better. You take a candle that's unlit, and put a match to it, takes a while till the wick ignites. But if you first go through that process, light it, let it burn for a few seconds, then put it out, next time you put a match, it goes out immediately. This will save the woman time when she lights the candles. This mitzvah preparation is the mitzvah that belongs to the men. To put the candles on the table, to light them, extinguish them, or prepare them. So at least he has some place for candles. Place for Shabbat candles is the table where you eat. Go to a different place.
And stay there all night?
Must be there all night, all day, until after Shabbat is over. This is a law.
Now, here's the chidush.
What you like?
Unless
you have some cases where you have, let's say, a lot of people at the table, but you light them on the table, afterwards, well, the man, it's not Shabbat for day yet. So the man is moving from the table to another, right next to him. Then the man removes them, puts an ornamental piece. Because it's not Shabbat for the man when she lights candles, it's Shabbat for the woman. The man has a few minutes more. This you will not find in Shulchan Aruch. This you'll find only in the Kitei HaRizal. The Rizal says that on Shabbat, when you make Kiddush, one of the prime purposes of the Kiddush is the eyesight, he said. There are two parts of the Kiddush on Shabbat, by Chul HaShemayim Va'aretz, the first half, and then the Beracha, the second half of the Kiddush Shabbat. The Parah Chul has exactly 35 words in it. The Beracha has 35 words in it too, total of 70.
The Beracha has 35 words?
35 and 35, total 70. 70 in Hebrew is Ayin. Ayin is 70. The word Ayin means I. The word for wine, the Kiddush is on wine, is Yayin. Yayin Begimetria, 70 also. 70 is Ayin. Both of these refer to the I. Therefore, the whole Kiddush itself is an Efu'ah for the eyes. During Vayachulu, when you make Kiddush, Vayachulu you should look by heart, you don't look into the Siddur. When you say Vayachulu, you're supposed to look at the candle light. And that's why they should be on the table. The real proper way is to have the candles on the table on Shabbat. In an emergency, you have a big crowd at your house and you can't help it. Then you move it over to the mantelpiece or someone else. In the room.
The whole Berakha you have to have
the heart? Well, just for this reason. Like, who you have to go to the candles? The Berakha you have to look at the wine. So the first half, look at the candles. Second half, look at the wine. Now, the one who's saying the Kiddush doesn't know the heart so well, so he has a problem. He keeps glancing from the Siddur to the
To do it to the wife.
But those listening to the Kiddush, they have this problem. In other words, the family, while the father says the Kiddush, the family should look at the candles during Vayachulu and look at the wine during the second Beracha. When he's finished Kiddush, then the Kiddush should be said standing, not sitting. By night, you're supposed to say standing up. You're supposed to, okay? You say standing up. You drink the wine, You drink it sitting. Sit down to drink it, if you want to. Now, once the father has finished the kiddush, what does he do? He takes some for himself, he gives some to his wife first, and then he gives to the children. And let's say that there is not enough of that cup to go around. So he adds from the bottle of wine to the cup, and then from that cup he holds, he adds the red cups to give them. Each one has a little empty cup or empty glass, but it's got to come from the kiddush cup. So before the kiddush cup is ended, while there's still some wine in it, he adds more to it, because if you finish it, you're not adding anything from the bottle. So there's no more kiddush wine left. As long as there's some left there, it becomes mixed with this, and it's still good. Now, after he's finished handing out all of it, he should be sure to leave all a little bit more in that cup. Don't empty it out completely. This is really a kiddush. And that little bit wine, leave on the table. When your wife cleans the dishes Friday night off the table, don't touch that cup of wine. It must remain there until after Shabbat is over. Now this, the Rizal says, is so important, but it is so important, there's a lot of kabbalah involved, a very important tikkun. The kiddush wine on the Shabbat table is something that's important for the malachim, the angels that come inside the house and so on. In any event, it's a major item. Remember to remove the kiddush cup until after Shabbat is over. That must be made of...
The one cup you use for Shabbat,
You fill it up. Right, you wash it out.
And then Saturday afternoon, you make the right kiddush and you're done.
Right, until Shabbat is over.
No, it's not permissible to fill everybody up with a cup of their own and say the kiddush.
Yeah, you can do, sure you can do that. Yeah, definitely. You can have, let's say, 10 people at the table, each one have a separate cup of wine. Each one holds his cup of wine, and the father makes kiddush with his cup of wine, and he finishes kiddush. He drinks first, and then they can drink from the cup. A lot of the halakas, he said, he said the kiddush for them. So first he drinks his cup, and then he also got to drink their cups. Then the casual afterwards with a little wine, this doesn't even come from a wine, he's a little drop, about, let's say, quarter of an ounce. Quarter of 1 ounce, just, it's got to cover the surface of the bottom of the cup, so it must cover the entire surface with wine. And that should remain there. It's a long complicated terminology in this person. He's sort of speed up and the sheikh and the shtal shalut. As we said in the Kabbalah, we have to know to believe that this is vital, very important.